Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As I continue through the devotional in Christ alone, today's topic is that in Christ, I have no condemnation. We live in a time, and I think it's always been this way, just amplified at the moment, that people are quick to condemn one another. We see someone doing wrong, and it moves us in such a way that we tend to pass judgment. And passing judgment doesn't take long before it becomes condemnation. One of the incredible things of being in Christ is that he says that we have no condemnation for those who are in Christ. There is none. The price has been paid. Judgment has been carried out on Jesus. Now, as we talked about yesterday, it's not that means we're free to do whatever we want, to keep on sinning, as Paul would write. He says that's foolishness. But it means we no longer have to carry the baggage, the weight of the condemnation that the world has put on us, that the people around us have put on us. Because God has removed that. I know that many people struggle mightily with being free and not because of current things. There are those that struggle because of current things, but many struggle mightily because of things in their past. Things that people say or have said of unresolved guilt. Many times over things that they've repented of. They've allowed God to transform in their life. And yet the memories still haunt them. The knowledge of what others think and of what others have thought. And as I talked about in several of these mornings, the reason that I wrote In Christ Alone was to help us to discover our identity in Christ. And if there are people in your life and even in your own mind holding on to a condemnation, you can know that in Christ that's been removed. That's been dealt with. That's been taken care of. There's no need to live under condemnation as we live in Christ. There's a second side to this topic of in Christ I am free from condemnation. I have no condemnation. The second side is in how we treat others. You see, other than God, no one really knows us as well as we do. And to know that God knows us better than we even know ourselves and says that when we're in Christ, there is no condemnation. But the way we treat one another. Are there people that we condemn that God says are free from condemnation? Are there people that are not yet free from condemnation? They're not in Christ, but do we lead them in that direction or do we pile the condemnation on? Knowing full well the condemnation that we really were deserving of before Christ freed us from that. You see, living as one free from condemnation ought to free us from a condemning spirit of others. It ought to remind us of where Christ has taken us from and where He's placed us. He's placed us in His family. Today, I don't know where you're at geographically here in northern Indiana. It's a beautiful day. Last night, I went with my family to a local park to photograph the sunset. An incredible display of beauty that God put on, designed. And you know what? It wasn't just for me. It wasn't even just for those who were in Christ. While I was surprised at how few people that saw out, everyone there, and they didn't even have to be there to see it. It would have looked different from nearly any vantage point, but the beauty still remained. It was offered freely to all who would look. And that's part of the beauty of being in Christ. The benefits are offered freely to all who would accept them, to all that would choose to be in Christ. And to know that we can live without condemnation, either of ourselves or of others, is a beautiful thing. Today, as we pray, I would consider that there are things in your life and in my life that we may still beat ourselves up about. Deal with them. Take them to God. Allow Him to forgive, to heal, to comfort. But don't let them reach the point of self-condemnation when God has freed you from that. Also, as we pray, I would ask that we think about how we view others. Do we view through the eyes of forgiveness or the eyes of condemnation? Jesus said that He did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. What if our view of people matched that? Would we treat people different? Would they see Jesus in us differently? Would there be more hope, more peace, more joy, more love? It's so easy to see injustice. It's all around us. All we see and hear the big media cases, the things that everybody gets all excited about. the injustice that goes on day to day in the lives of ordinary people. Is really where we have the opportunity to say enough. I'm going to treat people the way Christ has treated me. To help, to encourage, to bring about change, but to offer no condemnation. For there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you that you have freed us from the burden, the weight, the incredible sense of condemnation that we often have put upon ourselves and others have put upon us. Father, as we live as those free from condemnation, may it not just be a freedom from us being condemned, but may it be a freedom from condemning others. Father, as we consider any level of injustice that exists in our life, in our neighborhoods, in our country, may we rise up and meet that head on with a message and a life of love and of no condemnation. Father, may we be active in sharing Jesus with people through our words, through our life, through our social media presence, through anything that people see and hear from and in us. May the things that we do make a difference because we do them for Jesus and in His name. Father, today is we have opportunity. May we continue to grow in love for one another as we realize the incredible love that you have showered upon us. Father, the offer of hope, of mercy, of compassion that is given freely to any and everyone who would take it. Father, may we live as those who dispense freely what you have put within us. May we recognize your nature in wanting to remove condemnation from the shoulders of people. And as we recognize your desire to do that, may we not be guilty of putting it back onto our own shoulders or onto those of others. Father, today as I pray, I continue to pray that this virus would be gone. As things open up and return to the less restrictive ways of living that we remember, may we continue to be mindful of one another. May that be one of the lessons out of this. A greater concern for others, for their feelings, their emotions, their well-being. Father, I continue to pray for the children that have had so many things changed, So many things are different than what even the children remember. So many ball leagues and 4-H programs and other summer activities canceled already. I pray that you would give families and others great wisdom in organizing things for children to do and learn and enjoy. Father, today as we look to you, may we be those who walk free. And may we be those who share that freedom with others. Father, when we see injustice of any form, help us to not only to pray, but to honestly examine if there's anything that we can do. To number one, not be a part of the injustice of that others experience, but to reconcile and bring about the justice that you desire. Father, may we be representatives of Jesus today and in everything that comes from us. May he be lifted up in our life in such a way that many are drawn to him. And Father, may we live in a way that pleases you. Not out of obligation, but out of our love. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday morning. This has been devotion, encouragement, and prayer wrapped around the In Christ Alone devotional journal. Be back tomorrow morning, probably a little before 8. Have the opportunity to preach at the North Wayne Mennonite Church north of Dowagiac, Michigan. And so need to shift my schedule a little bit in order to do this. But be looking at a message at the church tomorrow on fixing your eyes. Before that, I'll be back here live with the next day's devotion from In Christ Alone. May you be richly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.